Yes, thank you so much. It is Mike and Kim Burge out of the Heart City, trying to stay warm like many of us are. Did you know that Tri-State Livestock News is the trusted source for all things agriculture? That's right. Every detail in their publication is tailored to cattlemen, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read, and you can get your copy by going to tsln.com and subscribing today.
All right. I know there's some people out there that wanted some more quotes from George Carlin.
I've been waiting.
Yeah. We've had requests for that. So here you go. I always like this one. Being in radio for my entire career, you kind of bring this one up every once in a while. From George Carlin. Weather forecast for tonight. Dark. Continued dark overnight with widely scattered light by morning.
I like it. I like it.
You're a pretty safe bet on that one.
Yeah. And I can just see him delivering it, too.
When someone asks you a penny for your thoughts and you put your 2 cents worth in, what happens to the other penny? I'll bet the government gets it.
I'll bet so. That's tax, you know.
One other George Carlin quote, I don't have hobbies. Hobbies cost money. Interests are quite free. George Carlin, great comedian there.
Very good. Very good. Looking back, I've got something from days gone by as well. This is from Irma Bombeck. Now, if you do not know who she is, I highly encourage you to check her out. She's phenomenal and even has some books that it would be a great experience to read. It's Fathers, When God Created Fathers. When the good Lord was creating fathers, he started with a tall frame, and a female angel nearby said, "What kind of father is that? If you're going to make a child so close to the ground, why have you put fathers up so high? He won't be able to shoot marbles without kneeling, tuck a child in bed without bending, or even kid a child without a lot of stooping." And God smiled and said, "Yes, but if I make him child size, who would children have to look up to? And when God made a father's hands, they were large and sinewy." And the angel shook her head sadly and said, "Do you know what you're doing? Large hands are clumsy. They can't manage diaper pins, small buttons, rubber bands on ponytails, or even remove splinters caused by baseball bats." God smiled and said, "I know, but they're large enough to hold everything a small boy empties from his pockets at the end of the day, yet small enough to cup a child's face." Then God molded long, slim legs and broad shoulders. The angel nearly had a heart attack. "Boy, this is the end of the week, all right," she clucked. "Do you realize you just made a father without a lap? How is he going to pull a child close to him without the kid falling between his legs?" God smiled and said, "A mother needs a lap. A father needs strong shoulders to pull a sled, balance a boy on a bicycle, or hold a sleepy head on the way home from the circus." God was in the middle of creating two of the largest feet anyone had ever seen when the angel could contain herself no longer. "That's not fair. Do you honestly think those large boats are going to dig out of the bed early in the morning when the baby cries, or walk through a small birthday party without crushing at least 3 of the guests?" And God smiled and said, "They'll work. You'll see. They'll support a small child who wants to ride a horse to Banbury Cross, or scare off mice at the summer cabin, or display shoes that will be a challenge to fill." God worked through the night, giving the father few words, but a firm, authoritative voice, eyes that see everything, but remain calm and tolerant. Finally, almost as an afterthought, he added tears. Then he turned to the angel and said, "Now are you satisfied that he can love as much as a mother?" And the angel shutteth up. It's called When God Created Fathers by Irma Bombeck. 2 eggs, a bagel, and sausage walk into a bar, Mike. "Bartender, my friends and I would like a cold one," says one of the eggs. "Sorry," the barman replies, "we don't serve breakfast."
Oh, jeez.
That's kind of borderline.
Made me hungry, though.
Yeah, it did. It sounded good, didn't it? NBC's Moscow correspondent Irving Levine heard a Russian greet a friend with, "Have you heard? Pravda is running a contest for the best political jokes. The first prize is 20 years. Oh, and let's wrap it up. At a Hollywood wedding reception, a woman remarked how lovely the star looked as a bride, and another said sweetly, "Oh, she always does. She's thrown a bridal bouquet often enough to have pitched a 9-inning game.
All right. And that's the good stuff.